this week, we caught up with Illawarra Hawks and Australian Boomers coach Brian Gorgon and asked him the question, what did he say to our Australian basketballers after they got absolutely flogged by the US and then had to turn around and face Slovenia in the bronze medal match? What did he say?
And I came in there and you know, some foul language and some, you know, and a strong voice and got their eyes on me and head up, back straight. We got an opportunity to create history. Boxing kangaroo, no step backwards. You know, we're moving forward. There was a lot that went on after that game. And a lot of buttons pressed and everybody got on board.
Well done to everyone who took part in the SARSI 30, a 30K trek around Jervis Bay, raising awareness and money for Women's Refuge. Our roving reporter, Glenn Ellard, he finished all 30Ks.
The feet were a bit sore. There was no way known I was going to stop.
Although I did also note you had another little bit of a gripes on socials as well, and the fact that you've done 30Ks and you've only lost 0.7 of a kilo.
No, I gained.
You gained weight.
I gained
weight. Only
man
that I know that can go on a 30K walk and gain weight.
It's staggeringly. I'm trying to work out the science here because, you know, look at energy in, energy out. I don't want to hear that.
One person commented about your head.
Yeah, that was my daughter. My loving daughter said, you've got a fat head and you're never going to lose it.
If you listen to this breakfast show for long enough, you will hear me wax lyrical about the steak sandwiches at the North Nowra Tavern. Now, Peter went and tried one out.
Yeah, mate, went down there Saturday just before the lockdown. It was unbelievable.
Oh, they can fix you up. You know, you can go in there and not feel too great because of, for whatever reason, you have a steak sandwich, it's like medicine.
Oh, mate. Unbelievable.
They,
honestly, it made love to my mouth.
It made... Oh, dear. Oh, I didn't know what the... No one expected that. All right. Okay.
The Olympics might be over, but the Stolze Games continue.
We've got one from two. You've got to get at least 3 out of 5 to be a winner this morning, Kayleen. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
How do you think I'm going to get along without you when you're gone?
You want to sing it?
How do you think I'm going to get along without you when you're gone?
That's really bad.
I know. Thanks a lot.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. How do you think... something about biting the dust. Kayleen, I just said the answer.
Biting the dust.
Well, okay, Kayleen, look. Now, in my defence, Kayleen, it's very hard to replicate Freddie Mercury when he sings.
I wish that I could let you love. I wish that I could let
you love me. I wish that I could let you love. How good was it to see 19-year-old from Milton, Physique Cameron's performance on The Voice on Tuesday night? He's now on Team Rita, and he's a pretty relaxed character. Didn't bother wearing any shoes. Barefoot.
Yeah. Look, I just found out that's how I feel the most comfortable. Just, you know, not dressing up nor wearing anything fancy, just kind of any other day. And I just found that I'm more relaxed and I sing the best when I'm as comfortable as I can be. And so that's kind of my whole vibe, I guess.
Now, Janie and Craig, mum and dad, were standing by. They were on the TV last night as well. They must be proud as punch of their young man.
Yeah, they really are. They're so supportive. They're the best. Dad was a bit upset with how much screen time he was given on the TV last night. He was hoping that they wouldn't show any of it. But no, I'm glad that everybody got to see him.
The only way I could hit those high notes is if someone kicked me right in the... And that's the week that was on the 2ST Breakfast Show.